Dr. Saber taking an office note on patient Dennis Thompson, THOMPSON, Dennis, DENNIS. Date of birth is 8/3/1944. Date of service 12/6/2023. Per paragraph of the patient, 79-year-old white gentleman presenting to my office because of uncontrolled hypertension. His past medical history includes the following one: peptic ulcer disease with recurrent marginal ulcer. Next, morbid obesity status post-gastric bypass surgery in 2004. Next, chronic anemia. Next, hypertension. Next, cholelithiasis. Next, left kidney, bilateral kidney cysts. Next, sciatica. Next, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Next, chronic lymphedema. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, venous insufficiency. Next, neuroendocrine tumor resection in the past. Next, chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy. Period. Paragraph. Past surgical history includes gastric bypass in 2004. Next, appendectomy. Next, neck surgery. Next, cataract surgery. Next, vein sclerosing therapy. Period. Paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Period. Paragraph. Social history. Patient's divorce. Has had a total of 2 kids. No smoking. Occasional alcohol use. No illicit drug use. He's a retired engineer. He also retired as an IT and control center worker for the city of Houston. Period. Paragraph. Family history. Mother died from possible colon cancer, father died from cerebral bleeding, brother is healthy. Period. Paragraph. Review of systems revealed: no headache, no chest pain, some shortness of breath on and off, no heartburn, appetite is good, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea or constipation. He does have nocturia times 2 and no straining upon urination. He does have urge incontinence, leg swelling, chronic positive. What other systems reviewed are negative? COVID vaccine status, none. Period. Paragraph. Current medications include the following: olmesartan, omeprazole, sucralfate, and tamsulosin. On physical exam, his vital signs are as mentioned above: HENT, pupils around the ectoderm and accommodation, pale conjunctiva and anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. To paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated, rhythm normal as well as 2, no murmur, no friction. Her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity. Extremities, he has bilateral lymphedema, more so on the right compared to the left, with redness, no hotness, 1 to 2 plus pitting edema. Period. Paragraph. Neuro exam grossly non-focal except for the right upper extremity weakness. Period. Paragraph. Laboratory data from November 2023: hemoglobin is 11, white count 3.53, platelet count 146, sodium 143, potassium 4.7, chloride 107, total CO2 26, VON 17, creatinine 0.79, glucose 96, calcium 9.3, albumin 3.3. Normal liver enzymes otherwise. Renal ultrasound shows multiple cysts on the right kidney and multiple cysts on the left kidney with bilateral duplicated collating systems. Post-void residual of 18 milliliter. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. Hypertension uncontrolled. Currently taking olmesartan 40 milligram. We are going to continue. We're going to add hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram QAM and nifedipine 60 milligram extended release at bedtime. He is going to keep his blood pressure log at home and show it to me next appointment for adjustments. He is going to get also clonidine pill to take as needed every 6 hours with parameters to avoid hospitalizations. Period. Paragraph. Next diagnosis: peptic ulcer disease with chronic anemia. He has had history of anemia of iron deficiency in the past. We are going to recheck anemia workup. Your paragraph next, asymptomatic cholelithiasis to monitor. Next, acquired cystic kidney disease with normal kidney function. We're going to monitor closely. Period next, benign prosthetic hypertrophy followed with biurology. Period next, chronic lymphedema and venous insufficiency. Period next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of neuroendocrine tumor resection in the past. Next, CIDP. This started after he got a blood transfusion, most likely contaminated by spike protein and lipid nanoparticles. Patient will be started on a spike detox protocol with ivermectin and supportive supplements. Also, he is going to start to be started on low dose naltrexone at 1 mg daily, sublingual to titrate to 4.5 mg gradually. Period patient, paragraph, patient is going to be seen in my office for follow-up in 2 weeks to look at the workup. Period, end of report, thanks.